On average, Americans see over an hour of commercials every day. That fact comes courtesy of a new study out today by the Nielsen Company. They're the people also responsible for television ratings. But as NPR's Neda Ulaby reports, their findings go far beyond your TV.
The study covered everything with a screen: television, email, video games, GPS, and texting. To figure out who uses what, when, where, and on what device, researchers actually walked behind 450 people for 2 days, from after they woke up to before they went to bed. Every 10 seconds, they recorded updates on their subjects' media consumption.
It is logistically very demanding. I often refer to it not as research, but as logistical masochism.
Mike Bloxham of Ball State University helped lead the project. His team answered questions about media consumption that have bugged ad executives since the days of the man called the father of modern advertising.
John Wanamaker said that, 50% of my advertising dollars is wasted, but I don't know which half.
That's advertising consultant Sherry Ann Brill.
And then there's been numbers floating around the industry saying that consumers are exposed to, on average, 500 ads a day. And a lot of those numbers are pretty much fictional, to use the most polite word.
Brill says this study gives definitive data to advertisers used to hearsay and unreliable self-reporting. For example, it shows that most consumers average about 8.5 hours daily in front of a screen. Makes sense when you think about computer usage at work.
Conventional wisdom is very much that younger people spend more time with media, spend more time with screens. Interestingly, we found the group that spent most time with media was actually what we think of really as the younger boomers.
Bloxham says 45 to 54-year-olds spend an hour a day more on average than old people or teenagers. Traditional TV is by far the most popular screen, but what we watch and how we watch is changing.
Probable aortic injury.
I need a 28.
Try the hallway.
Whoa.
Take a show like ER. At its peak in 1996, it drew over 30 million viewers, says James McQuivey. He analyzes media at Forrester Research.
Nowadays, a show is considered a hit if it gets 6, 7, 8 million households. It's a smash hit if it's in the teens.
The days of mass viewership are essentially gone. And this $3.5 million study is part of a desperate effort by numerous industries to figure out how to get ads on the screens we face for much of our waking lives.
Everyone's nervous because just around the corner they see everyone going off a cliff.
TV has never been more popular, says McQuivey, but it's changing in ways that not everyone gets and that no one can control. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.